Hello, everybody. Welcome to Dr. Gabe Show, the recording. Thank you for being here. And this is a very special episode because Manolo thought it was tomorrow. So he is currently in a moving vehicle trying to download the Zoom app. And so he could come in at any moment. It's actually a pretty exciting moment for the podcast and all of us today. So if you're new to the show, this is a podcast typically hosted by two people, but, you know, give or take. And this is a show where we play games submitted by listeners and we play them with guests on Zoom. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to play three games. One game will be voted best game. And then we will go on with our days. I'm really excited for when Manolo arrives. I think it'll be really special. So that being said, if you're in this Zoom, I really do appreciate it, and you probably will have to talk. But by talking, you do get a chance to win a game, and by winning, you do get a. And this is the point where Manolo would say custom magnet, but, you know, that's, I'll say it. You get a custom magnet. Yeah. And so this is a very exciting episode. So with that said, yes. Manolo's here. Oh, great. Okay. Manolo's here. So Manolo, just in time for the theme song. Manolo, welcome. Hey, Manolo. Okay, wonderful. So I guess, you know, he's got some stuff he's got to work on. I'll just try to ask him to unmute here. Oh, good. Okay. Hi.
Hey, sorry.
No, that's completely normal.
Okay, go on.
I know. You want to talk about it?
I thought it was tomorrow because lately we've been doing it on Sundays. I'm here with my sister, my little sister, in a car waiting for burgers.
Oh, great. Hi. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, so I hate to do this.
Oh, yeah?
I've kind of done all the intro stuff, so mind kind of break it out into the theme song?
Theme song? Shoot. I'm trying to like do it so there's gallery view first. Because I just.
Like I said, we've kind of already done a lot of the intro stuff. So if you do have the theme song.
Okay. Does someone have a instrument? Should I do it with an instrument?
It looks like we do have. Yeah. I mean, why don't you start us off and then I'll try to get the instruments involved if you could. I mean, you're in a moving car, right? So.
No, it's parked. We're waiting for burgers.
Okay, great. Here we go.
Here I go what?
Go for it.
Dr. Game Show. Let's play a game. This is a podcast. It's kind of the same. You have to keep singing with me. Oh, Dr. Game Show. Who's going to win? If you lose, that's a sin.
It's a sin.
So, and that was a duet. Correct.
With my sister, she's a singer.
Mm-hmm. That was beautiful. That was thank you. So basically what we're gonna do is we're gonna get started. I guess just so we know, Manolo, where you're coming from, what's on your burger?
It's chicken tenders with It's just, I order chicken tenders.
Oh, okay. Thought you were doing one of those beef on bird kind of things. Okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, not today, next time.
You got chicken.
I asked for it to be smushed into a bowl. Not really.
Okay. Great. And you are coming to us from Connecticut?
Yeah. I took a train up and my sister just picked me up.
Perfect timing to do a podcast. Absolutely perfect.
Yeah, we would have gotten home earlier if I didn't stop for food.
You're doing great. You know, I really, if I were in your shoes, can I just say this?
Mm-hmm.
You know what, if this was reversed, this situation?
Mm-hmm. What would you do?
I would not be in this kind of calm place waiting for chicken fingers.
Really? Where would you be?
I'd be in the car with my brother's three children. We'd be all screaming at each other. I'd have my foot in some kind of yogurt cup. I would have been angry and more than a little stressed out. So the fact that you're just kind of calmly, you downloaded Zoom onto your phone, you're doing great.
Yeah, I felt really embarrassed. But I mean, I hate when you think that a yogurt cup is a pedal and then you push on it and it's just yogurt instead of going faster.
Glad you listened so well to what I said. Okay, so, okay, so I'm glad you're fully checked in. That was a test and you passed. Okay, so we'll get started with this episode. This is... Mm-hmm. Our first game of three games, it's called Seven Adjectives. It's submitted by Silas, Austin, and Luke from Wakefield School in the Plains, Virginia. Seven Adjectives. So, Manolo, do you want to take a step back and have someone else sing it, or do you feel ready?
It would be cool to have some help.
Yeah, okay. Does anyone want to help with Seven Adjectives? Seven Adjectives is the name of the game, and we do need a theme song help. It does seem like Manolo does need some help. Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Slaw and Meryl, am I pronouncing that correct?
Yes, that's us.
Okay, so.
I got this dog guitar.
What is this? What is this?
Dog guitar.
Okay, one more time. I just don't know if I heard it quite right. Yeah, I think I heard it this time. Okay. So, would you mind kind of starting us off? The name of the game is Seven Adjectives. I think Manolo's going to kind of accompany you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Manolo, will you sing and I'll play the guitar?
That'd be great.
Great. Love it.
Blue, fast, red, sad, cold, and heavy, light, green, happy, red, also very mean, seven adjectives.
Wonderful, wonderful. Woof, woof. Thanks. That was wonderful music. Woof, woof to you. That was wonderful. Thank you, Slaw and Meryl, and thank you, Manolo. So, and thank you, Dog Guitar. And most importantly, thank you, Dog Guitar.
My sister left when she read the comment. Does that mean Manolo's going to eat a burger on the show?
And what is the answer to that comment?
No, because I'm going to eat chicken tenders.
But you are going to eat chicken tenders on the show.
No, I feel like that might be gross.
So you're going to wait till they're cold?
Yeah, sorry. I don't know.
Here's what, can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Because, you know, you famously take a big drink or two every show, right? We get that gulp on the air.
I go chicken tenders too. Is that what you mean?
I have a feeling you do. So here's what I'm suggesting.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to play one game. Let me know when you get your chicken fingers. When they are they arriving? You keep looking at
it. It's coming any second.
Okay. So when you get the chicken fingers, I want you to go on mute but stay on video, if that's all right with you. Okay? You have 4 minutes to eat them. No more.
4 minutes? Yeah. All right. I have to
But you have to participate in the chat. You have to participate in the chat.
That's... I have a phone thing. It'd be hard to chat.
Okay.
I can't see. I'll do my best.
Do your best. And somebody will read on your behalf. Okay? If you have... You can take more than 4 minutes, but just keep, keep us...
All right. Sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Okay, great. So the game is player one, the describer, has to think of an item and describe it in up to 7 adjectives. Player two, the guesser, can guess after each adjective up to 7 guesses. Alex, you're going to make me sound like I didn't not say it like that. Yeah? Okay, so it looks like if the player can guess the item in under 7 guesses and 7 adjectives, they win. If not, they lose. Pretty straightforward, I would say. So we do need a guesser and a describer for each round. I do see people pointing to each other and shaking their heads no. And that is an interesting approach to participation for sure. But unfortunately, everyone will have to at some point participate. Let's see. It looks like we're going to get John. John, you are our first participant. John, where are you coming from here?
I'm in Toronto.
Perfect. Okay. So, John.
Perfect.
Do you want to be a describer or a guesser?
What do you think would be best for a person like me?
For a person like you, seems like you're probably a guesser.
Yeah, okay. I'll go with that.
Yeah. And Manolo, why don't you start us off? Because you're going to go away for a while. Why don't you start us off being the describer, okay?
Okay, so I have to use 7 adjectives?
Yeah, but you can pause after each one for John to guess.
Gotcha.
Okay,
we got here this. You go. All right. Okay. White.
Is it a potato?
Okay. That's a very good question. Manolo, is it a potato?
No.
Okay. Next one. Next one, Manolo.
Green.
Okay. It's green.
So white and green. What's white and green? Is it a handful of chives?
No.
Okay. This game could, I'd say, go about 1.5 times faster. I would say, just if
okay,
I was
okay.
Okay. So what's your third adjective?
It's making me hungry.
Chicken fingers are coming soon.
Light.
Is it your hat?
Yes.
Yay!
Okay. Wow. John, you're getting a custom really nice.
Woo!
Yeah. Really good job. Congratulations. That was really good, Manolo, as well.
So I'm gonna thank you. I'm gonna start setting up my platter.
Oh. Okay. Well, okay, I'll see you. Yeah, I'll see you later.
Okay, see you, everyone.
Okay, keep your video on. Okay, can't wait to see what happens here. Really, we got through with the Max Fun Drive. Now anything goes. One of our hosts in a car eating chicken fingers. Anything goes, okay? You've pledged your support. Now we're really going downhill. All right, let's see. The next up, here we go. Let's talk to David in Cardiff, Wales. David?
Hello.
Hey, David. What do you feel like? You think you're a guesser or a describer?
I think I will guess. And here's my dog, by the way. She's all excited to be here. This is Corey.
Corey. Wow.
She's just struggling a little bit.
Yeah, I can tell.
And she's gone. I tried.
Well, hi, Corey. And hi, David. I'm glad you're here. Okay, it looks like I saw Rochelle. Rochelle, where are you?
Hi, Joe. Hi, Manolo, who's eating. I'm in Seattle, Washington.
Okay, great. So, Rochelle, are you comfortable being the describer?
I am, yes. Thank you for asking.
Okay, so Rochelle, you go start one adjective, and then David, you go ahead, you do your guess, okay?
I'll do my best.
Okay, David, one adjective, oblong.
Okay. Is it, I'm in the UK, so I'll say, is it an American football?
Okay.
Clever. No. Good guess.
Okay. And we're, yeah.
Second adjective, red.
Okay. Red and oblong. Mm-hmm. Is it a hot dog?
It's a hot dog!
Okay, wow. Really good work. Yeah, you're both getting custom hangers.
All right.
I hope Manolo heard that. Yay.
Yeah, I think he did while he's covering his mouth with foil and in a moving car. Okay, great. Wonderful. Thank you
both. Teamwork.
Really good.
No, you thank you.
Described a hot dog as
long
and red. I'm glad. We're good for you, both of you. Good job. Good job, both of you. Good job. Okay, we're moving on. Really nice. Custom hangers are going out. Okay. Okay, so let's see. Manolo, anything to say about that, or did you want to contribute in the chat? Okay, well, we'll see what happens, okay? Let's see. Did somebody... great, yeah. If you want to say anything, let me know. Okay, so let's see. April in... Where are you coming from, April?
I'm in Oakland, California.
Great. And Manolo just contributed in the chat. No. So that, I guess, was an answer to my question. Do you want to contribute anything? Wow, the attitude is soaring. All right, so let's see. So, April?
Yes.
Do you want to be a guesser or a describer?
I would like to describe.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, wonderful. And it looks like Connor in Cape Cod. Where's that?
Oh, it's Massachusetts.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. Okay, so
don't Connor, live here, though.
You don't live there.
I'm just here.
Of course. Of course. So, Connor, you're comfortable being the guesser?
I would enjoy that. Yes, thank you.
Okay, wonderful. So, April, why don't you go ahead and start?
Okay. First clue, miniature.
Miniature.
Ooh. That dog?
No, but this is my Maltipu Mochi. She's 11 years old, approximately.
Wow, look at that.
Yes.
Look at that dog. Look at that dog.
Look at that dog. Yeah, there's not a lot to say, but it's hard to say. But it's great that she's being quiet right now.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good for podcasts. Okay, so yeah. The next clue is national.
Miniature national.
Is it the smallest national park?
Whatever. No. That is. I like that, though. I wish I had that available for you. Next clue. European.
European.
Oh, boy.
National. Miniature.
Is it Scotland?
No, it is not Scotland. The next clue is tri-colored.
Tri-colored.
Oh, boy.
Tri-colored.
Okay, this is the fourth clue.
Some sort of flag. Oh boy. Ireland.
Is it Ireland?
It is not Ireland.
It's not Ireland. Okay.
Okay.
This is the fifth clue. You have to get it in three more clues, Connor and April.
Yeah. Okay. The next clue is patriotic.
Okay. Patriotic, national, miniature. Tricolor. Oh,
does anyone else have any idea? I feel Connor. Like I'm not doing Connor. Well.
Connor. They're outsourced this, Connor. You know. Okay, David in Wales is suggesting.
I don't have faith in myself.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say just a flag, just any sort of flag.
Okay, you did guess flag last time, though. Just so you
know. Well. I'm going to double down on flag.
Okay, we're going to double down with flag. Is that
okay? You need to be more specific, sir.
Oh, okay. It's a specific. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, it's okay. Like a specific country's flag.
Yes.
Okay.
But not Ireland or Scotland.
No, yeah. No. Yes.
Something European.
The next clue is okay. Gaelic. Gaelic.
Gaelic. Gaelic.
Yep. Wales?
Nope.
Okay. That's kind of, that was also going to be my guess as well. Okay. That's really tricky. Okay. Listen, Jason in Minneapolis is suggesting garlic.
Okay. No.
Okay.
No,
okay.
G-A-L-L-I-C, Gaelic.
Gaelic. Okay, great. Yes. So April, is this okay. your last?
Clue my last, it's, I got to come up with my final clue. Okay. I had 6 out of 7. Let's say the seventh and final clue is, let's go with a adjective that relates to, revolutionary.
Okay. That actually doesn't help me, but maybe it does for you, Connor. Do you think that you have
yep, oh, Connor, oh, France, England.
Is it France? Okay, so you're gonna go
the
with
flag of France, the French flag,
the flag of France.
It's a tiny French flag.
Okay, wow. Connor, I'm gonna give it to you in April. I'm yes! giving it to you too. That was Waving that it. Was really tricky. Okay,
yes.
Really
good work. Felicitation, Connor. Yay, thank you so much.
Merci
à vous.
No, thank you. No mercy.
Merci à vous.
No mercy.
Okay. Merci
well, and there we go. Okay, thank you so much. Really nice work, everybody. Really good job. That was...
Hi, Joe. I'm back.
Oh, wonderful. You got enough of those fingers inside?
I got plenty of fingers in my face.
Okay, good. Well, Manolo, did you get to hear? Did you get to hear what happened?
Yeah, it felt controversial.
Yeah, but did you see what happened?
Oh, no, I didn't see what happened. What happened?
Did you hear what happened?
I could only see... What?
Did you see what happened?
I think there was a dog involved.
Okay, don't worry about it. All right, you'll always listen to the podcast later, so he'll have a good time kind of catching up.
Yeah.
Where are you going now?
I'm looking for a place to be.
Oh, of course. Isn't everybody? Okay, so that was we're gonna play. That was 7 adjectives. That was a pretty good game. And now we're gonna play a new game. This is called Dwayne the Bathtub. I'm the Rock Johnson.
Wait, submitted Dwayne by, the Bathtub. I'm the Rock Johnson.
Uh huh. Submitted by Rochellian the Hellion and Cutie Carly in Seattle, Washington. Now, is this? I'm just gonna check in. Rochelle, is this you?
Yeah, they call me Rochellian the Hellion.
Of course. And who's Cutie Carly?
You know Cutie Carly from Seattle, the origin of the cutie?
Of course, I understand.
Dr. Wet Fruit? Dr. Fruit Mouth? What was that game called?
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Yes. Do you have anything to say before we get down to this game?
Well, I would also like to shout out Alexis from Bellingham, who is a frequent contributor to our game ideas. So couldn't be here without Alexis.
Of course. Anyone else you want to thank before we get started?
Intern Baby Emmy, probably.
Yeah, good. Really good. Thank you so much. Okay, so we'll come back to you, Rochelle.
I'm so excited we're playing this game, Joe. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so excited we're playing this game. Okay, so this game is called Dwayne the Bathtub, I'm the Rock Johnson. Here's how it works. Contestants pick an object and describe to Judge Manolo in what way and how much water will be displaced if you throw this object into a full bathtub. Contestants can also make a sound effect as a clue. Based on this information, Judge Manolo will guess what the object is. If correct, the player gets a custom magnet. If incorrect, Judge Manolo says, Dwayne the bathtub, I'm the Rock Johnson. Game ends when Joe has to towel dry everyone from too much splashing. Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Manolo, you feel good being the judge?
Can you summarize that?
You want me to just say it again? No, you want me to?
Can you say it with half the words?
So basically, people are going to make a splash sound or kind of describe how much water comes out of a bathtub when they throw an imaginary object in it.
Okay, and I have to guess what the object is or how much water is displaced?
The object.
Okay, yeah, that sounds easy.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. So let's go ahead and we'll get started. Valerie, you're in Seattle. Oh, we got to do the theme song. So Valerie, unfortunately, you're also doing the theme song. Okay, so Valerie, go for it. Here we go. The game is called Dwayne the Bathtub, I'm the Rock Johnson. And then we'll just kind of get right into playing.
Dwayne the bathtub, I'm the Rock Johnson, people's eyebrow, Dwayne in the bathtub, this is the game, I am done singing.
Thanks so much, Valerie, really appreciate that. So we'll get started if you want to make a splash sound or kind of show how much water came out.
Wait, was the eyebrow thing a reference to something that happened earlier?
No, it was a reference to Dwayne the bathtub, the Rock Johnson.
Yeah, that's his inside joke. Gotcha.
Sort of an inside joke shared with millions of wrestling fans. So
I guess it's an outside joke.
Yes. So I would say the noise is kind of a kerplunk splash, and the amount of water is kind of a brick-sized amount of water.
Uh-huh. Okay, so yeah, it is a kerplunk splash, and it is a, you described it as a
sort of a
brick sized.
Yeah, probably half as much as two bricks, but twice as much as a half a brick. Probably about that much.
Uh-huh. Probably about that much. Okay, so Manolo, I don't know if you got to brush off your physics a little bit, or how do you feel confident?
I know what it is.
It what?
Is because she said brick sized. I would say it was two ice cream sandwiches taped together.
You little nasty freak. I can't believe you. And okay, Valerie, was that correct?
No, that wasn't correct.
Manolo. It wasn't correct. It wasn't correct. Manolo got a history gluing ice cream sandwiches together, saying, this is the bricks of my home. And unfortunately, that's not something that everybody does.
But I'm always throwing it into liquid, and it always makes that sound.
What's the liquid you're throwing it into?
Soda pop.
Okay, so
it's like
that's how ice cream floats are made.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Valerie, you came on and unexpectedly you had to say a song, and then you gave us a pretty solid answer. And then we gave you the guess of two ice cream sandwiches taped together. And so Valerie, that's somehow, I hate to say that life is completely unfair, but it does seem like somehow you have not won a magnet yet. But we'll come back to you. Yeah, what, Manolo, what?
I didn't know that's what was at stake.
Yeah, that's what's at stake.
I could try again in the lightning round at the end.
Oh, that's a great idea. We should have a lightning round. Okay. Excellent. Okay. Right. Okay. See you later, Valerie. See you later.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, let's see. Anthony and Michaela. Okay, unfortunately, it's time.
All right, then.
Yeah. Where are you coming from?
We would be in Oxford, but at the moment, we're at the most haunted B&B, I think, we've ever been in. So, hence the sconces behind us.
What do you mean by most haunted?
Dude,
it seems to be like it's being renovated to an extent, but only one room seems to be able to be occupied, and the rest of it's just derelict almost. It's an interesting time. About 3 o'clock last night, we think someone arrived home, but when we came out, there was no one there. So there was some noises going on.
Ghost.
Yeah. And this chair is so creaky.
That's a sign of a ghost.
That's what they do. That's how they happen.
Very interesting. Well, this is a great time to announce that I am switching up to be a host of a show called Dr. Ghost Games. And so it's going to be a great transition for me. Okay, so are you ready to describe the splish splash sound?
Oh, in sure.
And the shape.
Oh, okay.
Amount.
Well, right. It's a lot of information. I think it'd be a sort of sound.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be the classic minimal amount of water dispersed to almost zero.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do the sound again, please?
Oh, I certainly can. definitely. Okay, you got it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's pretty much kind of the sound of you ripping tape off of a box. But it's
different. Well, yeah.
So, let's see. So, and it's almost no water came out. Is that correct?
Almost, yeah. Classic zero amount of water.
Mm-hmm.
Is it in a bathtub that you threw the thing in? Mm. Or no?
Yeah, it could be full of water or not. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, doesn't really even matter. Okay, so it's interesting because Valerie said, oh, it's a brick-sized amount of water. It's a brick. It's a brick.
Yeah.
And Manolo says, it's ice cream. But now Anthony comes in here saying, actually, no water. And it goes, foof, foof, foof. Okay, so actually it's getting harder for you, Manolo. So, Manolo, what do you think?
I think I got it.
What?
It is like, you know when you skip stones, except it's like a really large chocolate chip cookie.
I mean, strong answer.
No.
All right, then. Sorry, no. Bad answer.
No, it is, because like, that's what it, when you skip it across a lake, when you skip a cookie across a lake, it goes.
I never seen you skip a cookie across a lake.
Yeah, no, that's what happens when you do it. Like,
you're going to tell us a story about this?
One time I was eating a cookie on the lake at the crack of dawn, and then I found out there was a bug on it, and then I threw it, and it skipped across the lake. And then the bug was like, wow, that was good.
Is any part of this story true? Is any part of it?
Yeah, I love the outdoors.
No. Okay, so Manolo's just coming in here telling us straight up lies about cookies on the lake. Okay, somebody's saying that they believe Manolo has eaten a cookie. So that part is true. Can be confirmed. Yeah. All right, so what was it, Anthony? What is it that you're describing exactly?
I would love to say cookie, but I was going with a basic standard duck. So I'm grabbing my duck, throwing him into the bathtub, and he's flapping his way down and then landing in a smooth motion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I didn't know you were allowed to start this sound before it hit the water, and it threw me off.
Oh, that's
apologize.
Okay, yeah. So actually, it's actually your fault. Okay, so thank you.
Well, okay, that's fair. That's fair.
That's actually your fault. So far, nobody has won this really good game, unfortunately. Okay, yeah, come in. Let us know if any ghosts. Okay, we'll come back to you. Okay, so Manolo, so far it's been pretty tough.
I keep messing up. I forgot.
Okay, you're admitting
wrong.
That you're messing up because so far we blamed Valerie and Anthony.
No,
do
I
you
take
wanna
it.
Tell them that it's. Do you want to tell them it's your fault?
Yeah, I apologize.
Okay, well, let me get them on. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay, Anthony,
Hey, what?
Manolo wants to say something to you.
Oh, yes, my dear.
Anthony, I'm sorry that I didn't guess. I thought it was a chocolate chip cookie.
I mean, it's not coming out particularly sincere.
It was a duck. All right. I knew it was a duck, but I didn't know when you were going to start the sound.
Oh my goodness.
I think you just need a dessert.
Okay, maybe. So that apology went, I'd say, pretty well. Okay, so thanks. So thanks so much. And now it's time to apologize to Valerie. So Manolo, if you could apologize to Valerie, please.
Valerie, I'm so sorry. I didn't get it. It was a brick. I should have known because whenever I take a bath, people are always throwing bricks at me. And I should have known that that was the sound, but I blocked it out because, yeah.
Yeah, we understand you're going through a lot today with the car and the tenders and everything. But Rochelle pointed out you were supposed to say a phrase, right? If it's incorrect, you have to say, Dwayne the bathtub, I'm the Rock Johnson. So if you could go ahead and say that to me now, I'll accept your apology.
Okay. I'll say it. Valerie. What was it? Dwayne the Rock? Dwayne the Tub Johnson? Or?
Yeah, that was it. That was it. Okay, great.
All right, thanks, Valerie. Thanks, Valerie. Thanks, Anthony and Michaela. And because it's actually, our producer just let me know that if Manolo apologizes to you, you do get a custom magnet. So it looks like we do have some winners amongst us. Really good job.
Okay, Dwayne the Bathtub Johnson.
Yeah. Okay, you're still on. Let me know when you're moving on from that. But yeah, this is Dwayne the Bathtub, I'm the Rock Johnson. Do you want to try one more, Manolo, see if you can do it?
Yeah, I think I'll get it this time.
Okay, Paul in Vancouver. Paul in Vancouver, it is your time.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
Coming into a pretty tense environment.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, maybe I'll lob a softball for him.
Oh,
okay.
Is it
going to
be a softball?
No, literally. Figuratively.
Okay,
softball. Rawr, spoosh.
Ooh. Okay.
All the water is gone out of the bathtub.
All the water is gone. Okay, and okay, so that's how much water is gone. And what's the noise one more time?
Rawr.
I know what it is.
What is it?
It is a chainsaw inside a slightly smaller bathtub.
No.
That's
Oh.
Well, do you want to you could maybe have another guess, maybe.
Deep fried pickles.
Okay, so just so. I think Paul did a noise that was like, you know what I mean?
Oh.
You familiar with that sound? You know when who does that? Who does that sound?
When I was little, it was like my mom when I was trying to wake her up. She'd be like, no.
That's different. What's the sound one more time, Paul?
A moo.
Yeah, okay, so it was a little clearer this time. It was just kind of straight up moo.
Okay, so it's a cow. Uh-huh. It's a cow.
Oh, is it a cow?
It's a cow.
Yeah, okay, and we're getting a nod, which is the best thing to do on the... Yes, thank you so much, Paul.
Yes, you are correct, Manolo.
Wow, thank you so much, Paul. It. Really good job. Got us back on track in a big way. Thank you so much, Custom Magnet. Wow, that's a Custom Magnet to you. Okay, so Manolo, really good work, huh?
Thank you.
You've really come a long way. Remember when you said two ice cream sandwiches taped together? And then you just guessed it's a cow.
It's progress.
Yeah, you did really good. Okay, so, oops, I got a towel dry. Where are you going?
I'm going to the Firestone store. JK, I have to get the charger because I'm running out of charge. What?
All right. Okay. So now a word from our sponsor.
Sponsor. Okay. All right.
Come on, please. This is a family-friendly podcast.
Okay, I'm getting my stuff.
Okay, so
that's why no one wants to hire me, because I make weird noises when I do labor.
That must be it. Okay. It does sound like you're doing folly. It's like so loud. I feel like you're stamping harder than you ever stamped.
I'm not.
This is my impression of you just casually walking. Absurd what you're doing. Are you getting back at me for something?
No.
Like revenge.
Well, I mean, you're not used to seeing me walk upstairs.
Yeah, must be that. Must be that.
That's how I walk upstairs.
Yeah, must be. Love cereal. I'm eating cereal once a day.
Every Saturday morning?
Every Saturday morning, Friday, Saturday, Thursday, Wednesday. I mean, a lot of cereal.
Nice. Yeah. Mostly.
Sure. Mostly. But the problem is when you're eating cereal, you know what I mean? You're not hungry. You get kind of hungry in about 20 to 30 minutes after. And so the only possible solution
for eating cereal in the morning is what?
Magic spoon.
I should have known.
Yeah, because magic spoon, listen, it's great because it's got 13 to 14 grams of protein, all right? This is a lot of protein. Your average cereal, what? 0 grams of protein.
Zero.
It's got a lot of protein, 140 calories, only 4 net grams of carbs, and zero sugar.
So I heard that.
You get the cereal experience, and then you don't get hungry afterwards.
Yeah, and I heard that protein... This is me talking, but I heard that protein keeps you full longer.
And this is me talking, and I've heard that too.
Nice.
Well,
it's keto friendly.
Yes.
This is what I know. Mm-hmm. And gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free.
Yeah, and you can build your own box. You can do all these different flavors. You can do cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon. It's great.
Yeah, I like to throw all those into a big giant bowl of oat milk and throw a bunch of fruit in there, top it off with some bananas and blueberries, and call it a day.
That's a day. That's a nice day. Okay. It's delicious.
Of course.
It's healthy. It's great. All the flavors, I really do. I enjoy them. So, you can try any flavor. You can mix and match. And you can, if you go to magicspoon.com/gameshow, you can get a custom bundle of cereal. You try it out. Use the promo code gameshow and you save $5 at checkout.
Yeah, Magic Spoon is backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked.
No questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/gameshow and use code gameshow to get $5 off.
Yeah, get $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
We would like to suggest listening to a podcast called Oh No, Ross and Carrie.
Oh No, Ross and Carrie. Oh no, Roz and Carrie is a podcast about two friends investigating fringe science, spirituality, and claims of the paranormal. The catch is, they actually do all this stuff themselves.
The hosts have had their chakras cleared, their auras cleansed, their ears candled, and their colons irrigated. And they've joined ghost hunts, attended flat earth meetups, enrolled in exorcist school, and they've even joined a few mysterious religions you've definitely heard of.
Yeah, they do this all for you, the listeners. The show also features interviews with experts, heartfelt conversations with believers, and even some nail-biting confrontations with fringe healers.
The New York Times called Oh No, Ross and Carrie wry and revealing. And The Guardian said it's very funny, but also journalistic. And Vulture says Ross and Carrie have an expert journalistic eye.
So, yum, yum.
Check out Oh No, Ross and Carrie today on the Max Fun Network.
I'm Judge John Hodgman.
And I'm Bailiff Jesse Thorne.
10 years ago, I came on Jordan Jesse Go and judged my first dispute. Is chili a soup? It's a stew, obviously.
The judge has dispensed a decade of justice. He's the one person wise enough to answer the really important questions. Like, should you hire a mime to perform at your own funeral?
After they cry, I want them to laugh.
Do you really need a tank full of jellyfish in your den?
They smell like living creatures decaying.
Only if they are decaying.
Yeah, which they will be.
Real people, real justice, real comedy.
Winner of the Webby Award for Best Comedy Podcast.
The Judge John Hodgman Podcast, every Wednesday on MaximumFun.org.
So this is our third and final game. It's called Dr. Tree Shrimp. And the rules are by, interesting, our own producer, Alex, from Anchorage, Alaska. Okay. Well, do we have a theme song for this?
Of course. Sure. Let me find it real quick.
Great. It looks like John has an instrument here. John can help you out. John, what did you say?
This is an ocarina. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's it sound like?
Oh, beautiful.
It sounds like, I've never played it before, so let's find out. Okay. That's not bad.
That's not bad. Mm-mm. So just so you know, to inform your playing, the name of the game is Dr. Tree Shrimp.
I might need Manolo to sing, though, because I don't think I can sing and play an ocarina.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, all right.
Manolo, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hear ye, hear ye, this is Dr. Tree Shrimp. You have to go for some tree shrimp with some cocktail sauce.
Okay. Well, and we had that classic good ending. Thank you so much, John. That was really, really proficient playing for an instrument you've never played before. And Manolo, really good singing. Love a song that starts hear ye, hear ye. It kind of makes you think, wow, we're in ancient times.
Yeah, it was very, what's that?
Hey, do you think anyone does a podcast that's like ancient times?
Where everyone pretends they're from the ancient times?
Yes, like, hear ye, it's time to record the old podcast.
Oh, no, we should do it.
It'll be good for the Max Fun Network. So this is Dr. Tree Shrimp. This was a winning game from a previous episode. This is one of those examples where people just combine words and then we're forced to turn it into content. So this is here's how this works. Players rebrand things to make them sound more appealing. For example, cicadas might sound more edible if you call them tree shrimp. Just as sweet bread sounds more appetizing than calf pancreas. does not have to be food related. Snoring could be called night rhythms. If players need help, Joe can provide a thing to rebrand. Manolo awards magnets to the new names he would start using.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, do you need me to summarize or you feel pretty good about this one?
I feel good. So I just judge if I like it the best or something.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you're going to start using it.
Oh, if I was going to start using it, right. Mm-hmm. Great, I'm always up for new words.
Okay, this is, thank you, Valerie, this will be a lightning round. Okay, so this will be a lightning round. Everyone will have to go. Okay, so that is the sound of a lightning entering a bathtub. So coming up first, we do have Connor in Cape Cod. Connor, you will be our first person to make something sound more appetizing.
Okay. I'll do my best.
Okay, do you need me to give you one or do you have one?
But if you give it to me, then doesn't everyone know?
What is it? What do you mean
by that question? Yes, please give it to me.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and say, foot sweat. Foot sweat.
Ew.
Oh, my.
Foot
okay,
sweat.
So, yeah. Let's,
You can't ungross that.
Can you?
How about a fresh step?
I do think that is a cat litter, but yeah, okay, fresh step. Yeah, it's that is a nice way to put foot sweat. Yeah, I think that is.
You know, two things can have the same name.
Yes, of course they can. So what do you think, Manolo? Do you like it? Lightning round. Will you use it? Fresh step?
I mean, I hope I'll never have to use it, but sure.
Wow. Connor, way to start us off on the right note. The fresh step.
On the right step. Thank you.
Thank you, Connor, Custom Magnet. Okay, coming up next, we've got Jason in Minneapolis. Jason, you've submitted games to us before, so now it's your time to be humiliated.
I have.
Congratulations.
Well, Joe, in fairness, you've already said my last name wrong.
I know, I understand.
So I know this is humiliating for you.
Do you want to say your name and then we can edit it back in the back?
Yes, absolutely. My name is Jason Cheetah, like the animal, not Toshita. You've brought me great shame and many sleepless nights.
I understand. And yeah. I apologize. So could you just say it in a little bit of a higher voice so it could sound like me when Alex puts it back in?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Jason Cheetah!
Yeah. And one more time.
Jason Cheetah!
Yeah. Okay. And then maybe just say, this game is submitted by that kind of whole
Can I do that one like Manola?
Yeah.
This game is submitted by Jason Cheetah.
Manola? Is that you?
Oh, hi Manolo, I'm you. I mean, hi Manolo, I'm you from the future. Okay. Don't eat that hot dog.
Uh-oh, too late.
Okay, all
right.
Well.
I just want to remind both of you that this is the lightning round. Okay,
oh, so Jason. Well, I have got the thing for you then. This is a real thing.
What?
So apparently, back when corn dogs were invented, they were originally called dippy dogs. And I have no idea why they changed it to corn dog, because if you go to someone and you say, hey, man, slam me a dippy D, no one's going to turn that down. Or you could say, give me a D squared, give me a dippy dog, any of that. I mean, at that point in time, it sounds much better than corn dog, which I imagine is just, you know, raw corn on a stick. So as everybody else does, as I assume.
Mm-hmm. So you're gonna go for
dippy D squared. You know, dippy it's all dog. About marketing. Yeah. You know, get the millennials in on it.
Get
Gen
the
Zers,
on the dippy
D's.
So what do you think? What do you think, Manolo?
Yeah, I like dippy. What was it, dog?
Dippy dog.
Yep. Perfect. That's it. Manolo is checked in and ready to go. Okay, so Jason, you're getting a custom magnet.
Awesome. Nice. My life is complete. I've made.
And okay, and you become muted, unfortunately, and that wasn't even me. Okay, so that was kind of beautiful. Okay, so I guess we'll go. Let's see. What?
My life is complete, but not my sentence. Is what he said.
Thank you, Manolo. Thank you so much for adding this kind of beautiful, you know, it's like Dr. Game Show is a band of gold. And then you go ahead and put rubies and diamonds on there.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and say April. Lightning round. April, is your turn. Here we go.
Oh, yes. Lightning round. Lightning round.
Wow. Yes, April. Love this. Yes.
That may help you.
Yeah. Okay, April, do you want an object or do you have one?
No, I need an object.
Okay. I'm going to go with, how about tuna juice is on the counter. Tuna juice from the can.
Mm-hmm. The can. Okay. Let's see here. Exotic animal essence.
Okay. Yes. Of course, that's it. Yes. But Manolo, would you adopt that?
Yeah, I'd spritz that on my wrist before a night out of town.
Yummy. I say, who's got the sandwich? Turns out it's just Manolo at the club. An incredible thing. April, you've changed our lives. Thank you so much.
Oh, no, thank you. Merci à vous.
Merci beaucoup. Okay, good. Yeah, custom magnet. Really nice. Okay, so here we go. Paul, it's your turn. Paul in Vancouver, Canada. Paul, go for it. Yeah.
All right, I have one.
Okay.
Oh, Manolo's back. Okay.
Yeah.
Crunchy Hopper chocolate bar.
Wait for Grasshopper?
Wow. It's that's part of it. Crunchy Hopper chocolate bar.
Crunchy Hopper chocolate bar. Crunchy Hopper chocolate bar. What is it for?
Chocolate covered grasshopper.
Is that what it is, Paul?
Yeah.
Okay, well then, there you go. I like that quite a lot. Thank you so much. Yeah. And Manolo, would you adapt that into your language? Everyday language?
I would adapt that into my tummy.
Paul, you're getting custom magnet. Really nice work, Paul.
Hooray!
Yes, that's it, Paul. That's it. Okay. Jane in Haymarket, Virginia. Jane, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, Jane. Hello. So do you have an object or do you?
I do have one. I have litter box. Uh-huh. Oh. Oh, well. Exit receptacle.
Exit receptacle.
As in, that's the receptacle where you exit.
Oh.
Or where things have exited. Mm-hmm. Jane, yeah. Mm-hmm. Exit receptacle. What do you think, Manolo?
I like it. I might get it confused. I like, if there's a fire drill, I might go towards the litter box.
Wow. But
I'll do it.
Okay, Jane, you're getting a custom magnet for exit receptacle. Nice work. Do you have a cat, Jane?
I do have a cat. I don't know where he is, though.
But you have a litter box or an exit receptacle?
Yes, I do. We have like two or three around the house.
Wow, that's a lot of exit receptacles.
I kind of like that for regular toilet bowls, too, because it's like, imagine getting up from the dinner table. It's like, oh, where do you keep your exit receptacle?
But they're for cats, not for humans, unless you want them to be for humans, too.
Maybe.
It's a very good question you're posing, Jane. Thank you very much. This is something that Manolo might think about for the next
48 hours.
Yeah, 48 hours. Really nice. Okay, thank you, Jane. Custom magnet. Okay, let's see. It's time for Slaw and Meryl. It is time.
Yes.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I want an object and Slaw has an object. So.
Okay.
How about I get an object first?
Okay. Oh, you want one. Okay, here we go. So toenail clipping.
Okay. Spontaneous beauty eruption.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like a celebration.
Yeah. Spontaneous beauty eruption. Yeah, of course.
Sometimes they fly.
They do fly. Manolo, would you start using it?
People fetty. Yeah. Sounds
better.
Pretty good.
I don't know why everyone's focusing on foot stuff, though.
I think that you've got to just decide whether you think it's a good word. Would you use it?
Yeah, I'll use it.
Yeah. Okay, we got one magnet going there. Okay, Sloth, do you also have one?
Yes. I was going to say toilet bowl water.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Ay-ay-ay. Rebrand it to be called Flushy, like with two E's, like it's a Slurpee, but with E's. Yeah.
Okay. Flushy.
Flushy. Yeah, Flushy. You understand. You understand. Yeah. What do you think, Manolo?
Yeah, I like it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And we got custom magnets, two custom magnets coming your way. Nice work. Really nice work. Okay. It looks like we do have a few people that still haven't gone. Is that correct? We are going to talk to John. John, do you have one?
Yeah, I got one. It's a long-term personal reflection resort box. It's a long-term personal reflection resort box.
It's a long-term resort.
It's a long-term personal reflection resort box.
It's a long-term personal reflection resort box.
Resort box.
Yeah, a long-term personal reflection resort box.
It's a long-term personal reflection resort box.
It is a long-term personal reflection resort box. Yeah, that's right.
Well, what do you think, Manolo? What is that?
Jane said a casket.
Is it a casket?
That's pretty dark. Not really what I had in mind.
What is it, John?
It's jail.
Oh, okay. Okay, so yeah, it's not a casket. It's jail.
Yeah.
Almost as dark.
Well, what do you think? You're going to start using it, Manolo? Long-term personal reflection resort box?
Of course.
Well, thank you.
I feel like...
It has to make the Monopoly board a little bigger.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's just a large corner.
Congratulations, John. Nice rebranding. Really good work.
Thank you very much.
A true tree shrimp. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Okay, custom magnet. Let's see. Who else we have? Rochelle. Rochelle, we'd love to hear from you. Rochelle, do you have one or would you like one?
Hello, Joe. Well, I think I have one. I was thinking about how you and Manolo live in New York. Mm-hmm. And then I was thinking of like things we need to upgrade in terms of their names. And the first thing I thought of was a cockroach. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we could start calling them Skitter Friends.
Skitter Friends.
You know, Skitter Friends? Because they just like...
Skitter Friends.
No, that doesn't make my skin crawl. Any of that Manolo, do you feel like that's a good one? Would you want to use that?
That would make me want them to invite them to the next birthday party.
Yeah, bring them along. Bring your Skitter Friends.
Bring your Skitter Friends. Yes, bring all your, you've got bugs. Bring them to my party.
Bring in bugs.
Yes.
B-Y-O-S-F.
Wow. Rochelle, you're getting a custom magnet, it looks like.
Yay! Thank you.
Really good job. Okay, Anthony and Michaela, do you have one? You have one up your sleeve?
Yeah, it's getting suspiciously cold in this room. I'd like to. I'll rebrand ghosts as life whoopsies.
Life whoopsies.
Yeah, to make them sound friendly.
Yeah, life.
That's just a little life whoopsie in the corner. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about him.
Yeah, I mean the life whoopsies. That talk about a long-term personal reflection resort box. That's a real.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we could collab.
Yeah, maybe you could collab. Well, what do you think, Manolo?
I like that because I'd be like, "Oh no, is that a life whoopsie?"
Wow, it looks like Anthony and Michaela, you are getting a custom magnet. Congratulations! Really nice job for your life whoopsie. Okay, nice work. Okay, let's see. Did anyone else? I believe we have not heard from Valerie. Valerie, you've obviously had a complicated relationship with this episode. So, Valerie, what do you think?
Joe, can you give me one that doesn't have to do with feet?
Totally. Okay.
Thanks, Valerie.
Let's go ahead and say old bandage.
Ew.
An old bandage?
Yeah, old bandage.
Whoa. Flavor saver.
Ew. I thought that's what beards were, though.
Manolo. Okay, so what do you think? Is that would you say that that's a great term for it, Manolo? Are you gonna adopt it?
Flavor saver for an old bandage.
Manolo, I think it was the first thing that was said that really made everybody go, ha! It was really a magnificent experience on the Zoom.
Well, I'm on the phone, so I couldn't see everybody.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. I guess I'll have to say, yeah.
Well, that's the response you're looking for, Valerie. An incredible and a visceral response. Really nice work. Changed the way I see food and health. Thank you so much, Valerie.
Manolo and I were finally connecting today. We're on the same wavelength.
That's what I was thinking as well.
I'd say so.
Nice work, Valerie. Okay, let's see. Did anyone else not get to go? Yes, of course. Of course. David from Wales. Yeah, David.
Of course.
Yes, of course.
Could I have one, Joe?
You want one? And do you have any off limits?
Do you want to get back to feet stuff? Is that what that question means?
Yeah, just wondering if you want to get back to feet stuff or not.
Oh, I'm whatever you're feeling.
Okay. So I'm going to go with, how about this, when the snakes shed skin and it looks like the tube of a snake?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that?
That would be a natural sausage casing.
Mm.
Okay. So you're going taking it straight.
Well, you could grind it and have like snake flakes or snake powder. I think it's a versatile ingredient. But if it's just a bin shed, I think that's more a sausage casing sort of situation.
That sounds delicious. Just in time for 4th of July. Perfect. David, what do you think, Manolo? Do you love it? The sausage casing?
Yes. Which is more appetizing.
It is more appetizing than snake skin. Yeah, it's if somebody has those boots, you say, oh, I love your sausage casing boots.
Thanks, they're sausage casing.
That's a perfect conversation between friends.
Yeah.
David, you're also getting a custom.
All right.
Magnet.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Thank you so much, David. Okay, so this has been a pretty juicy episode, wouldn't you say? All right.
If only I had a flavor saver.
If only. Are you bleeding?
What? Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, so now it is time to vote on a winning game. 7 adjectives. Dwayne the Bathtub, I'm the Rock Johnson, or Dr. Tree Shrimp. I will remind you that we do have the creator of Dwayne the Bathtub, I'm the Rock Johnson, amongst us. All right? So, Manolo, could you just read the names of the games, and I'll keep track?
Oh, in the chat?
Yes, please.
Okay. Dr. Manolo's Lunch, Dr. Manolo Lunch, Dr. Sentence Fragment, Dr. Tree Shrimp, Dr. Bathtub Shrimp.
What?
And that's it.
That's the only vote?
Dr. Tree Shrimp. And that's it.
Okay. So for the first time ever, we have only 7 people voting. Wonderful. Great. Oh, it looks like more people are voting. Do you wanna read these off?
Yeah, I think I'm on the lag. Dr. Bathtub Shrimp, Dr. Creek Creek, Dr. Shrimp Boat, Dr. Creek Creek, Dr. Bathtub Cookies. Okay. And that's it.
Oh, and that's it.
Shrimp in the bath.
What did you just say?
7 shrimp in the bath. Dr. Tree Shrimp. Dr. Cookie Skipper.
Oh, okay.
And that's it.
Okay. Just stop saying "and that's it" because it's not it. People keep voting.
Dr. Flavor Saver.
Uh huh.
doctor, and that's it.
Okay, it does look like, okay.
Hi, my name is Manolo Moreno, but when I clog the sick with Puerto Rican food, Monfongo, Mordreno.
That's from our own producer. That's it's unbelievable what he's helping with. Okay, so it does look like, Tree Shrimp is in the lead. I just want to touch base with Rochelle here. So, Rochelle, how are you feeling about all this? Yeah.
Oh, I'm feeling pretty good about this. I really like Dr. Tree Shrimp, but it seems like Dr. Shrimp Bath or Dr. Shrimp Boat or Bathtub Shrimp might also be like one game.
Oh, you think that's same game?
Potentially. What do you think?
You think Shrimp in the Bath is a game? It kind of comes across to you as a game.
Oh, I didn't put it in the chat.
Of course not.
Seems to be some consensus about Shrimp in the Tub in the chat. Like, there's multiple variations about tubs and shrimp.
You know, no pressure, but what do you think that could be as a game? Just roughly, Shrimp in the Bath.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like that game could also be called Dr. Flavor Saver itself, you know?
Because it's kind of like a recipe.
Just like marinating.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Rochelle, thanks so much. So glad you could contribute in this way. Really helpful. Thank you so much. Okay, so it looks like Jason Cheetah, said it right, huh? Okay, is suggesting it's a game about self soup.
Uh-huh.
And then Anthony and Michaela are suggesting like bobbing for shrimp. Okay. Valerie suggesting what do you throw into a bath of broth to make it taste good? And what noise does it make? Okay, so that's actually, it's kind of a spin on Oh Brother, Where Art, Dwayne the Rock bathtub. Yes, of course. Okay, so does anyone else... Manolo, do you have any ideas of what Shrimp in the Bath could be?
I don't know. It reminds me of something a British person would say as a host. Mm-hmm. Would you want some shrimp in the bath? And then it's like a cup of noodles or something.
All right, I'm just going to check in with Anthony and Michaela, see if they're offended. Okay, I'm just going to check in really quick. Anthony and Michaela, how do you feel about what Manolo just said about British people?
I'm attempting to hold back tears.
I'm sorry.
It's
do you think that shrimp in the bath is a British term?
I mean,
is it like a cup?
When I was young, we had shrimp in the bath, but I never thought anyone would bring it up.
Manolo, it looks like you have to do another apology. Looks like it. Manolo, come on.
Sorry, I made you cry because I reminded you of when you were in the bathtub cleaning yourself with shrimp. Yeah.
You want to know.
That's what everyone in Britain did.
Uh-huh.
Well, and I speak for everyone in Britain, obviously.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And Manolo speaks for everyone on the Max Fun Network when he says he's very sorry for that. So thank you so much. And I just wanted to check in really with Connor. Connor, you had suggested naming all seven shrimp in a bath.
Yeah, I just think it's fun to like have little nicknames for tiny creatures.
Yeah.
That would be hard because I'm guessing.
You just win if Manolo likes it.
They're alive.
Could you give us an example of seven names off the top of your head?
I'm sorry.
Just could you just do it really quickly? I'll count them off. One.
Oh wait, Connor, you want me to name the shrimp?
If you could, just one of one. Number one.
Oh, Chet.
Number two.
Garfield.
Okay, number three.
Jerry.
Number four.
Tom.
Number five.
Mario.
Okay, you're just okay. Number six.
Tiny.
And number seven.
Shrimpy.
Oh, Shrimpy. Okay. And we got to Shrimpy. Okay, so thanks, Connor. Actually, this seems like a pretty good game.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Okay, so, wow, what do you think, Manolo? Do you think that Shrimp in the Bath is our winning game?
Yeah, I can't wait to play that game. And,
yeah, hope you don't have to apologize to 18 more British people when we play it, though. Unfortunately, yeah. I can't believe how many apologies you had to issue today.
Yeah, this is me on my apology tour. Okay. In Connecticut.
Oh my gosh. Well, this has been Dr. Game Show. We are Manolo, do you want to sing us out for the special thanks?
Sure. Do I need help?
No, I don't think you do. I think you really got it.
Okay. Hold on. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I had to unplug my charger.
Oh, okay, of course.
Okay. So I just start going?
Yeah, maybe one of those hear ye songs.
One of those what?
Hear ye.
Oh, okay. All right. Hear ye, this is the end.
Thanks to all of you for participating. Our producer, Alex Dan, Mixer Ian Kristen, and theme song is by Big Huge. Subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Dr. Game Show. Buy a Dr. Game Show t-shirt designed by Manolo at MaxFunStore.com. Feel free to send us your games or theme songs or fan art to drgameshow@gmail.com.
This is the end of the show.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you, John. And thank you, Manolo. This has been an episode of Dr. Game Show. Thank you all for joining us. Very goofy. We are going to do the Manolo Minute now. You're welcome to stick around. You do not have to, but this is a time where Manolo talks about kind of what he's been thinking about. I have a feeling it will be a juicy one as he has been, I'd say, 40% here. So, Manolo, if you do have a time, you ready?
Okay.
This is a time where Manolo kind of goes through what he's been thinking about this episode, and this has been a pretty stimulating episode for him, so... Here we go. Time starts now.
Well, firstly, I'd like to say that, I'm not from Connecticut. I'm from Pennsylvania, and I would not like it if someone thought I was from Connecticut. No offense to people from Connecticut. I'm just saying I favor Pennsylvania more than Connecticut, and I'm not a Connecticut person at all. If you were to meet me, someone said I was from Connecticut, I would escape through the fireplace. Anyway.
Santa?
Yeah. I would transform into Santa and go back to the North Pole. And then so now that I got that out of the way. I don't remember what I was going to say.
Okay, well, that's time. So I'm glad we went there with that. Wonderful Manolo Minute. Really special. Yeah?
I was just going to say that I never do the video thing. Like, what is it called? FaceTime? I don't do that. I don't know how people could do that. Because, like, my arm's so tired. How do you do it? Do people?
Okay. No, Elizabeth.
Like,
I hate to Reddit. Like, okay.
like you know, people normally do this with people they're dating, and it's like, how do you hold your phone up this much? Like, I don't think any love would let me do this. My arm's too weary.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's been the Manolo Minute. Thank you all very much for joining us. Really nice work, and we'll see on the chats. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Goodbye.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.